I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we hear from Central College head baseball coach Adam Carey. After Central swept the University of Dubuque in two games on Saturday, heard live on 92.1 KRLS, with Central winning game one 4-3 in 10 innings and game two 12-4. Back here in coverage of Central College Baseball on 92.1 KRLS. Post-game coverage now joined by Central College Baseball coach Adam Carey here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, as Central picks up two big wins here in game two and three of their three-game series with the University of Dubuque. Coach, just initial thoughts, two big wins here today, big conference wins here at home.
Yeah, no doubt. I thought we got awesome starts out of both our starters today on the mound. When our pitching staff gives up three runs and four runs in two games, I feel really good about that. Honestly, I think the word that really sticks out to me in my head right now is toughness and resilience. Really rough night last night. The start of the game went really well, and then it really fell apart those last three innings. And to see these guys bounce back the way that they have was amazing to see. They're just ultra competitors right now and put themselves in a good spot the rest of the way here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, Coach. You know, not the game you wanted last night, but able to come right back out, you know, today, pick up two big wins. You know, what does that just kind of say about the nature of your team?
Yeah, I think it's just resiliency. Resiliency, resiliency, resiliency. So I'm really happy with the way they bounced back. And it's pretty clear talking with them and out in right field just now, they're not ready to be done yet. You know, they it's not, hey, we won, we're good to go. It's, all right, what's the next thing? To the point where I had to tell them, hey, you guys need to enjoy a series victory. That's a big deal. It's really hard to do in this league. So, especially sweeping on a day, it's really hard to do. Winning two in one day is really hard. So, just resiliency, and they're ready to move on to the next opportunity.
Where was the momentum at? You know, you guys get a walk-off win in game one today, and then explode for six runs offensively there in the first inning of the second game. Kind of, what is your mindset as you get to that point?
Yeah, I mean, talking with our guys before that game two, game three on the series, said, hey, we can't take game two on the series into game three, but we can absolutely take momentum into it, while understanding that, hey, we got to take it one pitch at a time, one AB at a time, and let's get some barrels and get to the next guy. And that's what they did. Got a few barrels, confidence continued to rise, and had good at-bats all day.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you mentioned the starting pitching. You know, that was a huge part of you guys' success today. How important is it, like you mentioned, in a league like this, to be able to get so many quality innings out of your starters?
It's a huge deal. Jackson Torbett's a big-time competitor. Braden Sawyer's a big-time competitor. And then our two bullpen arms today, Turner Williams and Briar Wiley, those are two other big-time competitors. They just filled up the zone. They got some swing and miss when they needed it, and I was really happy with the way they competed.
Coach, you know, you guys go for your last regular season series at Nebraska Wesleyan. Kind of expectations and how you approach that series?
Yeah, I think it's just one game at a time. For throughout this week, we're attacking it one game at a time. But once we get to that doubleheader on Friday, it's one pitch at a time and just finding a way to get the job done and do it for the guys next year. These guys have done a great job being selfless all year. One of our core values is selflessness. They're doing it for each other. And I think they just need to continue to do that. We're not going to talk big picture. We're not going to talk, hey, if this and this, then this. It's just take care of business right now, do our thing, and double down on our values.
Coach, before we close, you know, today, opportunity to honor your seniors as senior day here at Central College. For you as coach, what does it mean to be able to honor those guys who have given such significant contributions to the program?
Oh man, it's a huge deal. I think about this class too. This is the first class that I was part of recruiting as an assistant here, and so these guys have had so many opportunities to you know, question maybe what we're doing, the direction of the program, things like that. They have a coaching change in the middle of their going into their sophomore year. They didn't have to stay by our side like they did. And I think it just is a huge testament to their character and to the reasons that they're here. They're here to get a phenomenal degree. They're here to play with amazing people who are like-minded just like they are, and also learn from each other. And so I think that, you know, that loyalty to the school and to the place and to the community is something that's, it's hard to come by. So this class has been amazing to me. They make it easy to come to work every day, and I can't put into words how much I appreciate them.
That's Central College baseball coach Adam Carey recapping Central's sweep of the University of Dubuque here in our doubleheader today on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Coach, congrats, and best of luck next weekend.
Thanks, Clayton. Appreciate it.
Once again, that was Central College baseball coach Adam Carey recapping Central's sweep of the University of Dubuque on Saturday, heard live on 92.1 KRLS. For KNI KRLS Sports on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, I'm Clayton Sampson.